Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I lowered the camera so that way we could get more of your tree in the view. It's pretty.
You just scared me so badly.
What?
You scared me.
What?
You scared me. The camera just fell over. Christina's is going in the show. How'd that happen?
I don't know how that happened.
It's going to happen again.
No, the camera. Oh, it goes to the side like that. Here, let me move mine.
Don't you knock over your fucking coffee.
I'm not, y'all. We got cookies from Milk Jar Cookies, my favorite in Los Angeles.
We've barely eaten any of them.
This is how we're starting
this
the show.
This is the show.
This is the do. This screaming. Is what we're doing.
Don't touch me.
Ooh, I'm touching your
no,
feet. Ooh, my mom's socks.
They're warm. They look like fruit stripe gum.
They do.
That's exactly the pattern.
If you're watching the Intimate Porch, this is what my mom.
I'm just showing people my socks. You're going to knock shit around.
I'm not. Where are the socks, my mom? If you need warmth, they're warm.
I'm fine. Thank you.
She asked me 3 times. Did he like them? I said, Mother, he liked them.
I sent her a picture.
I know, but she just wants to make sure.
Yo, this is Heavily Ever After. Reality is Heavily Ever
After.
Episode, it feels like 80 at this point. I feel like I've been doing this season since 2021.
Yes, basically we have. This is episode 15, Battlefield. I will say.
Sure. That sounds exciting, though.
Never did I think I would say this, that I did not think my favorite couple of this episode that was the most entertaining to watch would be Bilal and Shida. But it was, because Uhtress is our hero.
How? Oh, you mean because of Uhtress? Yeah.
Well, and because of Shida basically going, nope, tell me. And you see Bilal, we'll get into it, but just to see him all squirmy and her being like, fuck you very much.
It was,
although she's defending him on Instagram.
It was so nice to see her push back. Don't trust it, though. Anytime someone says a negative word about Bilal,
she defends him on social media. Y'all, they're still together. Uhtress, that woman, she needs to be on a soap opera.
She's very good.
She's very good.
She's quite good, that one.
She's quite good.
Y'all,
we're not going to talk about him this episode, though, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to do Cameron Usman and Angela and Michael.
Poodle, usually you're the one that's been busy entertaining multiple people. But lately, I've been busy as well.
What have you been busy doing?
Our collabs.
Oh, I've been doing it too.
I know, but usually, I'm just saying, usually you're just fucking a lot of people.
That's clumsy, but okay. We have been doing collabs.
We have been doing
We don't know when it's coming out, but we did one.
We just were on I've Had It with Jennifer Welch and Angie Pumps. I don't know Angie's last. Dickinson? No, that's
Angie Dickinson's a celebrity. I think I would know if I was on a podcast with Angie Dickinson.
I don't know.
Is she still with us?
She's gone now. She's gone now.
Sorry, people.
I don't know Pump's last name. But we were only supposed to talk to them for like 30 minutes.
They
and we ended up talking for an hour.
We're wonderful. Yep. Y'all know me. I'm not going to bullshit you with things that I don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I have such... The standards for things that I enjoy are way...
Way high.
Are way high.
Way high.
And I hate everything.
You
too. And I loved that. Loved being there. They are so funny.
You just described Jennifer Welch, though. You and Jennifer are very like minds.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
We had a really good time. So we're just... Time-wise, though, because we just did an episode, as Jennifer called it, she said, we're doing a tit for tat. And I kind of like that.
Yeah.
She said, we're the
titty.
She said,
tatty.
We're the tit and you're the tat. So we did
they're going to do our show.
And then later on, they're going to come on Reality Gaze, and I'm going to ask them a lot about y'all.
Is it called
Story.
I've had it or I have had it?
I think it's the contraction. I think it's
I've had it.
We
y'all,
should get this right, though.
It's a really great kind of. Release. We just had a good. It was like four friends just sitting around talking.
It was. I just. You know what? And it just shows you the person that produces their show is as a person who worked with them on Sweet Home.
Their showrunner.
It just shows you that y'all. That's the mark of good people when
yep.
people stick around like that. And it's just.
We
good
talked
people.
About.
I've had it.
We talked about group me's and Pumps being in people's mom groups.
Yes. Sullivan. Angie Pump Sullivan. Yeah, there's group.me. There's
or
all
group
these.
Me.
We have a big I didn't know that there's mom text thread groups in these apps. Did you know that?
I don't have children. So
I don't either.
I.
But
no.
again,
I know there are mom groups on Facebook.
No, these are like, I guess, in the app thread.
Yeah,
like,
that are supposed to be worse than Hanoi in the
yes,
70s.
Yes. The way Jennifer describes it. But we talked about that, and we talked about meteorologists. They've
yes.
had it with meteorologists.
I agree with them. I've talked about how I've had it with every time you bring up Oklahoma, it doesn't sound real.
Yeah.
They convinced me certain cities were real.
Yeah.
The jury's still out on some of them, though.
So,
we also found out that sulfur doesn't smell as sulfurous
as it used
to.
It's true. I was just there, you know, at the spook house. It does smell less sulfury. She said it does when it rains. She does when it rains. At least the people there said. Also, I said that I've had it with people that ask stupid questions.
Yeah.
And that... Off. It was
great.
Fun. It was one of those things where we said, we think we're going to talk about this. And then we all just went off on our own tangents and had a good time. Like
yeah.
I said, eat that milk jar cookie that we were just having a good fun. So we'll let y'all be checking our social medias and we'll let you know when that drops. But y'all, last week we dropped on Thursday night a collab with Meredith and Jack from Constant Reality
Constant
Check.
Reality Check.
Constant Reality, because get it, their last name's Constant. Because they're brother and sister.
I think yeah. that once you introduced them, I think that...
Oh, okay.
We talked about a new Bravo show.
Oh, boy.
Called Love Without Borders.
Oh.
The worst Christmas charity you could possibly get money to.
It should be called Love Without a Format.
Well done. This show...
I'm chilly now. I'm going to put on my sweater.
It's
Keep
not...
Talking.
It's not, I know, it's 65 in my house.
It's hot and it's cold. It's
I'm not as high as I am on candy because that's just pure sugar. Now I'm kind of like sugar, flour, butter, cookie high.
And we had coffee.
It's the second show's going to be late.
Y'all, yeah, it's going to happen.
my eyes are going to be just rolling around. This show, Love Without Borders, we were just talking before this. It's like someone says, Bravo says, we need a 90-day fiancé. We need something because people love travel.
We need this.
People love, we need something like Married at First Sight, where people have had it with dating in America, and an expert is going to match them.
Let's put them all together.
And it's going to be in a foreign country, And we're going to up the ante by not telling them where they're going. We're going to tell them they have an
hour. So it's also going to be like Amazing Race.
Yes.
That's what it is. That
yes,
is,
like
that's what it is. They wanted to add Amazing Race.
So they tell them you have an hour to pack.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the airport, I'm going to hand you a passport or like a book that says your tickets in it. It's like, you're going to Latvia. You know, and the person goes, what? And the American literally goes, where's that?
It's true.
So
one woman didn't even know really where Ireland was, y'all. And we're not kidding.
We got a real brain trust.
But she
on
also
this show.
Lives in a van.
Yeah, the people we covered the first episode, we know it was a double. There's a gay guy. We watched his story.
We didn't cover him, but
they do make a big bit of Magnum condoms, though. And he's like, I'm a big guy and everything's proportional. I'm just like, okay, queen. He also brought a box of condoms. I'm like, you know condoms are available in their countries.
Did you look him up on Instagram and follow
Not yet.
Him? Oh, okay. Apparently,
thinking about it.
Apparently, Bilal uses all the condoms in the world. Buys them in bulk. Boy.
When she said that, I'm thinking, of course Bilal is using condoms because that is extremely micromanaging.
Yeah.
It also has something to do, I think it also has something to do with
cleanliness. Yeah, and the way he is. Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, we don't have that.
It was a real, no.
Raw dog me.
It was a really fun collab we did. You can catch the first half on our feed mm-hmm. and the second half on Constant Reality Check, their feed.
They do other shows too.
Love After Lockup.
They do a lot of Love After Lockup. They're doing old seasons of Love After Lockup right now on their Patreon.
And
they do
Real
Salt Wives.
Salt Lake City, yeah.
They do Salt Wives.
And I think they were thinking about doing something else too. But
they're really funny, y'all, because they've been brother and sister, so it's kinda like
for their whole lives.
Family and Poodle and I are family. So they call each other on each other's bullshit and they're fun.
We had a good time. We had a good time.
Poodle hit on the brother.
Jack had a 2-week marriage that Meredith constantly brought up.
Constantly brought up. Constantly. Get it? Constantly. Anyway, check those out.
That was really fun. Where's Timmy?
Turn on Timmy.
We need.
Can we talk?
Timmy, you're our only
hope. Can we talk about a Bicurious?
Oh!
Oh, God.
Sorry.
If you're watching The Intimate Portrait, we're just like, there's just cookie wrappers. It's like we're high on coke right now.
I've got crumbs all over my face.
If you're sitting right here in between us watching The Intimate Portrait, you're high as a fucking kite
and
right
I'm
now.
Kicking you in the head.
You don't know where you are. That's turning you on. He's kicking you and you're just going, oh. With crumbs all over your mouth.
Ooh, my foot's in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? The Bicurious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all have spoken. The winner of the November Bicurious will be written in the stars. Are we pinging for some crown? Is it all that we are? Okay, sorry, if you can't hear it, it's the people cutting tile outside my apartment.
And they said it right when you were singing.
Y'all, what's been going on?
You literally got offended when they did that.
I was like, what? How dare you interrupt me when I'm singing? The guy across the way,
his bathroom
just went into total disarray. And there was a leak and they had to kind of was like pull the tile was like pulling away. I live in a very old building. And so they've been working on this for at least like seven or ten days. And it's constant cutting tile, constant going in and out.
They're almost
I'm
done.
About to murder someone. He's about to lose his mind.
Your poor neighbor. Yeah. So it's almost done, y'all. He said.
Yeah. If I hadn't have been getting...
I offered him a cookie, but he didn't want... I think he's lost weight.
He has. Good. He's working on it.
Good for him.
I'm trying to get him to start to stop.
We should talk about him like he's not here since he's not on the show. That's probably isn't appropriate.
I'm trying to get him to stop slamming his door.
We are.
If I can just have the perfect neighbor,
we can get
rid of her too.
Again, I feel like...
I don't need to live around
people. I feel like if everybody knows about my Oklahoma family, everyone knows about your neighbors.
They do. Anyway, what I was saying, Written in the Stars is a show on Discovery Plus with Did you just throw your coffee thing on the floor?
Coffee sleeve. It kept falling off, so I just let it fall.
I thought you dumped. Never mind. I just,
you thought I just dumped my coffee off the floor.
Can you not distract me? No, I was trying to do that subtly
and while you were talking.
Nice move. Subtle has never been your forte.
Continue.
But the show is, they have 12 singles who correspond to the 12 signs of the zodiac, and they match them with three experts.
Gay, straight, queer, they've got them all.
Well, I think it's just two gay men.
Oh, well, you know. Well, I mean, they cover everybody.
It's kind of like
any lesbians.
But there are two gay men. I'm like, wonder who their match is. You don't have to.
Well, maybe one of them's bi, but yeah.
Maybe they're
both bi.
Possibly. One of them.
Or poly.
One of them has spockier eyebrows than you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had time to go.
One of them.
I'm kind of starting to like it now.
Nope. It's repellent.
I might keep it.
I've watched two episodes. We will be doing one of them. Everyone's hot. It's what you kind of want.
They're all gonna fuck to their sun sign, whatever.
But and of course the gays are the first ones to push their beds together. First night.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd probably fuck the first night.
Yeah, I think you would.
I gotta see what I'm getting.
Yeah, Aries is rising, literally. Literally. We're excited. That's going to be the Queer Cosmos guy.
That'll drop next week. Yeah. Yep. Colin. Colin is his name.
He's cute.
And there are other two women. One very raspy British woman.
There is a woman who does look like she just crawled out of like kind of that trunk that's in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Yeah. With the crystal ball and all that.
But it's a fun show.
It's a fun show. It'd be nice to own a crystal ball.
Okay.
Not like an old-timey one?
To do what?
Did they light up, or do you just see the reflection, and that's what you read in a crystal ball? I don't understand.
Anyway.
Okay. I don't understand what crystal ball reading was.
I'll develop a transition that says, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No.
I think I'll just say that.
No, I don't like that.
This conversation has become tiresome and strange.
No, I don't enjoy that.
Y'all, do that with your coworkers when they talk about something. This conversation has become tiresome and strange. I'm leaving.
Please don't get written up at work because of us. Is that all of our announcements?
I think.
What? Oh, no. The sugar's kicking in.
We're doing two collabs.
We are
this holiday season. We're in our week off. We're pre-recording them, obviously. You still will get content because that's who we are.
That is,
we don't want to leave you. We will not leave you uncomforted.
It is
during the holiday break.
It is weird how we're not here to take care of y'all. Y'all, you should take care of yourselves. But it is a weird thing where we feel guilty when you have people that tell us, which we love, like, y'all got me through this. You feel guilty just be like, peace out for a week. You're on your own during one of the most stressful holidays or weeks of the entire year for people.
Well, yeah, that, and I want to make money while we're on a break.
Wow. Wow. Well, she's nothing but honest.
And I think it's good business practice to put out content.
No, yeah.
Yeah. And so, y'all, we already mentioned the collab with Watch What Crappens. We have now decided upon the movie. Some of you have already guessed what that will be. It was the obvious choice this season. We were thinking about it months ago where I saw the trailer. When I saw the extended trailer, I said, this is a must. And it is Falling
Santa
for Christmas.
Santa Claus 4.
It's Falling for Christmas, starring
Lindsay Lohan,
the inimitable Tilly. La Lohan, in her
and Cord Overstreet, not a misparent at all.
No, I still
it's just
say
she looks like his mother in the movie.
She
looks like his mother in the movie.
They don't look like
no.
Yeah, I have not watched, y'all. I can't imagine there's chemistry.
Oh, I cannot.
Some people have said, some people have been treating it when they were reviewing it.
It's been like out for a while.
Like it's a real, yeah, November. Yeah. Like it's a real Christmas movie. Again, y'all, this is another piece of shit that they put out during Christmas because you've got time to watch it because you have eyes.
No, my sister-in-law, she watches all of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Christmas in the Woods, Christmas at the Sea, Christmas in Space, Christmas at Christmas. She watches all of them, loves them all, loves all the Hallmark movies, loves the Lifetime. My brother says, but it's the same movie. She's like, that's what I love about it.
I think that's a thing for Lifetime. I think it's kind of mindless entertainment after a while, too. And you kind of enjoy watching what they do with the tropes.
Want to turn their brain off a little bit in a positive way.
I do want to say I watched 20 minutes of something called Hashtag Xmas, where it's a woman who wants to be an influencer, gets her friend to become her boyfriend, and it's all about getting followers on Instagram. And I was like, why does this seem soulless?
Was it bad? Or so bad it's good. Yeah, you really can't put qualifiers on them like that. It just is.
No, I watched it for 15 minutes, and I kind of wanted to see how it was going to end, but it was that Brant Doherty was in it, and he is gorgeous.
They're all gorgeous. Aaron O'Connell, I can't wait.
He's in like
year.
11 of them.
I watched with my mother over Thanksgiving. We watched one with it was better acting. It was one of the better ones with Justin Hartley.
Yeah.
It was pretty good because he's not a bad actor. Now, the guy that plays his dad, oh, man.
It's the bit players that are the worst. People who play their moms or the older woman who owns the antique shop.
Justin Hartley plays a true crime writer.
Good Lord.
Who's famous that nobody knows about. And then he becomes friends with this woman who blah, 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 whose mom was best friends with his mom. They're both dead. Da, da, da. He's moving. But anyway, the two of them were actually good actors. They had good chemistry. I was shocked. That never happens.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. It was good. I enjoyed it. Who was the guy? He was the guy who played the father was he was on Riverdale, I think. And he was really bad on Riverdale.
I don't know. Why don't you? I'm going to keep talking, and you can look up things on your computer. I'm just thinking about eating more cookies.
Have one.
So
The
Noel Diary.
Yes. Yes. The Noel. Sing Noel. Sing Noel. Sing we Noel.
What?
That's all I know. That song. It was like a different version of the first Noel. I didn't like it.
You
sang it in choir.
Oh, no shit. That's your frozen in amber memory of everything you sung
in choir.
This
is what I have to tell you that was good about this movie. Justin Hartley.
Yeah.
The neighbor who plays the mother figure but isn't the mother because the mother's dead.
Yeah.
Plays the mother figure.
There's always got to be a
Bonnie Bedelia. And she was great.
Wow. That's a get.
She was great. The woman was, her name is Barrett Ross. And she sang really well. She was great. But the guy who played his father, who was so bad, is an actor, James Remar. You know him. What was he in?
Oh, he's been in lots of stuff.
He was in something we watched that was really, really bad.
He's been in lots of stuff,
though. I mean, really bad.
Oh, he's been in dramas. He's been in stuff that's been lauded.
Well, he wasn't great in this movie, but that's fine.
What if your script is shit? How can you be good?
Oh, he was in Black Lightning. I didn't like him in that show. Anyway.
We have to move on.
Well, you brought up Christmas movies. We really need to make a shirt that says, we have to move on.
We do.
We do.
So, y'all, we're excited about that. We're also doing a collab with Kim and Kyle from 90 Day Cray Cray. Cray. That will be, I don't want to fully announce that because
we're
still
know
working
yet.
That out, but I think we're going to do a kind of documentary thing that they do.
Something totally different. Yeah. Totes different.
But those will both be released the week of Christmas to New Year's.
And Crappens is normally like 2 to 3 parts. We talk to them for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
We're pretty drunk by the end.
And Aaron, and you will get these on our free feed. The videos, I believe, will be on Patreon. Will be the,
yes,
be on the,
but Ben the, already said, because we're doing the show like at 11 a.m., and I set the threat. I said, y'all, I'm drinking at 11. I don't care. And Ben said, me too.
Well, if you make me drink, I guess
so we
I'll
don't
have
know what's
to.
Gonna happen.
I think that's all the announcements.
30 minutes. Y'all, there's not a lot to this episode, but shall we jump in?
Let's jump in.
Gonna go see my man. Gonna go see my man.
I can't wait for Jamal and Uthman to be best friends.
Can't wait for
them
to be best
like
friends.
This
the
weird,
two most important men in my life.
This weird, like, part of me thinks that she, there's an alternate reality that she believes will happen with them, like, throwing the ball with each other or, like, becoming, going to a football game together.
It's weird. My mom got remarried, and and I was an adult like Jamal when my mom got remarried. I was 20.
Yeah.
So close to the same age. He's what, 25? Something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
My mother never, ever inferred, like, she said, I hope you like him, but I want you to meet him. But my mom never, ever was like, I want you to be best friends. Although, I just realized, I wasn't the same age as my mom's boyfriend.
That's true.
Because how old is Usman?
He's over 30.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. But still, closer to Jamal's age than to Kimberly's.
But still, there's this, to me, and I'm not in the same temperature as everybody else. I would want my child to be cordial and to treat them like mom's boyfriend and friend. I would not need this obsession for them to be friends. I think this has to do with the fact that Kim has been vocal about wanting everyone to like her. And so, and she needs that. And I think this is just another extension. Because she loves Usman, she wants everyone else in her life to love Usman.
Well, I think it's a validation that if Jamal loves Usman, then that means this is real and not a con.
Yep. So y'all, again, none of this is real world important.
No.
It's all in her fucking head.
It is. Even Jamal's like, yeah, I'm not gonna go there because they're talking and they're packing and. Got to bring hangers. They don't have hangers, Jamal. And Jamal, who, y'all, he just looks like a fucking snack this entire episode. And then when he goes there and he's wearing that shirt where you can see a little bit of his chest hair. Oh, my God.
He wants to be an influencer, doesn't he?
He has to be. And you know what? He could.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what he could parlay this into.
Porn.
Well, obviously.
That's what I'd like.
Obviously.
Obviously. But
I'm
I don't
saying,
think
I'm trying to think about something, obviously an influencer, but I don't think he's really anything else in reality. I don't think he's like a host kind of person. But I know he's not like a Big Ed, like someone who's just going to whore himself out.
No, his energy is a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, it's why their pillow talks are so funny, because Kimberly is so an extra, and he keeps commenting like,
yeah.
Mom, you're extra. So he's like, he said, you know, he's like, I'm so excited, kind of is laughing about it. But basically he said, you know, I don't want him to try to impress me. I want him to see, Jamal's basically said, this isn't about him trying to impress me. I want to see him with you.
Right.
And that's how I'll see his true character, how he is with you.
And I wrote down the huge Tums bottle on Kim's dresser tells us everything we need to know.
She's
about how
out.
She now her mother has passed recently,
and she and Kim smokes. That makes your acid reflux
she
terrible.
She is still going through it.
She is going through it. I will say, y'all, give yourself a little grace. I'm doing fine. Don't message me like I'm good. However, I will say Thanksgiving and like all this Christmas stuff. You think like, oh, my dad died in January. Like, I'm pretty good past mm-hmm. it, but this is the first Christmas and holiday. And there are moments that I've gotten punched in the gut a few times with grief that surprised mm-hmm. me. So I know that's happening for Kim. And just as an aside, y'all, give yourself grace this holiday season. If you need to take time for you and not go to some event because something hits you a little harder with grief, then do what you need to do.
Good suggestion.
Yep. keep moving.
So they are, they're talking about the nephew adoption, and Jamal keeps saying, I think this is, it would be weird for me to meet the child who would be kind of like my stepbrother.
Yes.
It seems kind of strange.
It seems very strange.
And Kim says, well, I'm not doing this whole adoption thing to keep Usman. Only if it's better for the child. That's 100% false.
I literally wrote in all caps, yes, you are. You're 100% adopting this baby to keep Usman. You don't want another kid, girl.
No.
But that's what, I mean, I guess we can all do this to some extent. But Kim, we see this process of her saying no to something and then kind of pondering it, then swallowing a little bit of it. And then by the end of it, she's convinced herself that it was her idea to do this. And
no, it's magical thinking.
And not only convinced herself, but she'll probably say, what a wonderful person I am to be adopting this child.
Yeah.
For Usman.
Yeah. This is clearly the result of not resisting changing her own self or changing her own kind of boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
She refuses to do that, so she magically rewrites things in her head.
Yeah.
And that's why, y'all, she will always be in these situations. Her romantic life has been an absolute train wreck. And it's not getting any better.
And I bet you Jamal has always had to, and another reason
to be there when it imploded.
Why? That's why she wants Jamal there, because y'all, he's her safety net, and she also needs the validation for him signing off on this. That's when I think part of her will actually, A, that it's not just a con, but also that if he says he approves, then it makes her feel calmer and safer, like it's a good thing to do.
Well, he's never going to fully approve. His thing is, he knows she's going to do whatever he wants. But in her mind, she'll rewrite it as, Jamal was here, and he liked him.
Yeah.
And so, basically, y'all, they're going to the airport. I think they must have gone to LAX, because they left in the dark from San Diego.
Well, it was sunrise. There, you could see the sun rising.
Yeah, so, but the
well, I don't know where they live in San. If they don't live in San Diego proper,
maybe
I bet she doesn't live in the city. So I bet they had to drive probably like 45 minutes to the airport.
Okay,
but they could have left from LAX.
It was like full on light.
Although I bet if they didn't want to take a layover, it might be easier to drive to.
That's what I was thinking.
Who gives a shit?
Yep. So, y'all, Usman's picking him up.
I love it when Kim's, when they're on the way there, like, just one thing. Kim's on the car, and she's like, well, and we're going to go. She's like, we've got a lot of challenges. And Jamal says, yeah, y'all have got a lot of shit. That's what I enjoyed. All right, go ahead.
Usman's, they're like hugging, and Jamal's like, I just threw up in my mouth.
Y'all, we have a meme about that. So be sure that I watched three times of Jamal's face. What did it remind you of Jamal's face watching them kiss and hug? When have you made that face in life?
I think the last time I made that face was, let's see, when my mother's bathrobe slipped over and her boob fell out. And I went...
I have that exact same experience.
Yes.
That happened to me.
Mom was like, oops, there's my boob. And I'm like.
My mom went, oh, sorry, son. And I went, oh, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
I know. It was kind of the same reaction of like when I saw you make out with a man and he laid you on a table. On a patio.
That was a beautiful expression of love.
Yeah, not for the rest of us. If I stop that back, y'all, you think I'm exaggerating, but imagine I'm standing out on the patio having drinks. At the time, I was single, so I was like trying to flirt with other people and all that, and we're having discussions.
Hey, I'm just...
And then someone says,
being friendly.
Wow, look at that guy who's literally laid on the patio table making out with another guy, and I look over... And that's my best friend.
I'm going, and having a wonderful time. I'm sorry if people can't see, if people are uncomfortable with it. I think it's homophobic.
This was a gay bar.
Well, they're prudes.
Jamal, yeah, so Jamal says he threw up in his mouth. But he is glad to be in the motherland, which
I just know you're going to be best friends. I just know you're going to be best friends.
You're going to be besties and besties. And they're in the car and they're driving, and Kimberly just keeps saying, wow, this is crazy. This is crazy. Jamal Usman.
She would bug the shit out of me in real life. I think I would tell her, please stop talking.
She would bother you a lot.
So y'all, they're at the hotel later on. Usman's got him a bunch of food. And
did you notice Jamal when he said, do y'all have like secret signs or stuff? And Usman says, yeah, we have eye contact, little secret things between us. And Jamal said, yeah, I can read that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that was pointed.
He is.
She's on. Don't mind. There's just handyman people screaming behind us.
That's my neighbor. So you can hear her come in. Like, she's very loud. She's always talking on her phone.
I thought that was a man yelling for wood.
No, that's her. She's always on her phone.
Look how dark it's getting already. It's only 4:45.
No, this is the worst part of the year for me. When life just stretches on, like the darkness, it's at 4:30 and the night is so long.
We've got 20 more days, 21 more days of this.
Whew.
Basically around 20 days. But today, oh my God, today is Mama Mar's birthday. December 4th.
Have you not said hello yet?
I haven't talked to her yet. No, okay. I won't call. But happy birthday, Mama. You're not listening.
I'm glad she doesn't.
Happy birthday.
So they're talking about this, and they say, he's like, Nigeria, Jamal, Nigeria will be your second home as well. And he's like, no, it won't.
Yeah.
Again, these are presumptuous things to say to someone who, and Usman loves to do that.
Yeah.
He thinks, and it also just tells you how different a culture this is. Usman thinks that's very welcoming. Jamal basically says, you're deciding this for me.
Well, I was going to ask, is this a cultural thing?
It is.
Because there are some places where they're like, I want you to feel like this is a second home. So,
well, it's presuming a lot.
Come at us, and sissies.
For Usman, it's Nigerian just like sissies. Saying, yeah, everything's great. You can be here too. This is your home too. And for Jamal, he doesn't know this person. So it feels like an overreach.
It feels like love bombing, like someone who's, Yeah, that's good. But you know, the best way to get to a straight man's heart, y'all, is a PS5.
Games. He is, y'all, that was smart. I don't know if I thought it was the same
PS5 at first, but it wasn't.
I wrote down, did Kim Bali buy this?
Wondered that too.
Yeah.
I wondered that too. But Usman makes money.
That's
he
true.
Makes good money. And Jamal is, he like goes, what? And like he's freaked. And he even says, and Usman, this is a, y'all, I'm going to go on record and say, I think Usman's probably the best con we've seen in 90 Day Fiancé.
He is. He just chooses the wrong people.
He does. Which, by the way, y'all, BGL is, she is going all about them in TikToks. Y'all, she's fucking petty as hell. I mean, just bitchy as can be.
Yeah, her TikToks is something to see.
And I thought, what is her, she's married now.
Yeah.
What does her husband think of her just trolling her ex from Nigeria?
I don't think he's on TikTok.
I don't think I would enjoy that. But Usman gives him the PS5 and Jamal's like, what? And then Usman says, I'm asking, I don't want you to respect me as a father. Just respect me as a man. And I want you to know that your mom is always safe with me. And I went, well played.
That's good.
Well played.
Yeah. And Jamal even says, I'm not going to be his friend. But then Kim's like, it's so cool to watch Jamal hang out with Usman. Because y'all, later on, he is going to meet KB and Giant. And
there are giants in Nigeria.
There are big, tall, terrible, crazy, and wonderful giants in Nigeria.
Mum.
I think that was even higher than the score.
It was.
I took your key. I'm sorry I did.
No. You're fine. Are you seeing that when you go to New York or no? You've seen it a million times.
I could have bought a house seat for Saturday, but it's the only time I can go.
You've seen it a lot.
I've seen the show so many times. I only wanted to see when my client was in it, but and she's not
on to greener pastures.
Yep.
Okay, so they're playing this game with Giant KB. It looks fun. They're like, you shoot the little arrow and then it knocks the stuff. It looks fun.
No, it's Nerf archery.
But they're on the way, and I love that now it's a family memory when they're going, and Usman said, he's like, Jamal, I want you to meet my friends Giant and KB. And Jamal says, do I know them? And Kim said, oh, remember when I threw the milkshake at Usman? That's yes. Kind of like,
remember? They were at that dinner.
Yeah, remember at that dinner, the milkshake dinner?
They
call it the milkshake dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That's family memories.
He's like, which dinner were you through things?
Yeah.
And Jamal basically says to these guys, what do you think of their relationship? And they're like, well, you know what? He doesn't have kids. So as soon as he gets his second wife, that's going to be fine. And Usman's like, nope, that plan has been abandoned.
Because it's illegal in America to have two wives.
Because we can't get a green card that way. And they're like, oh, they can't do that in America? Oh, what you going to do? He's like, well, I'm going to adopt my brother's kid. And that will be our child.
And Jamal asked, he's like, is that normal? Mm-hmm. And KB says, yeah. And Giant's like, yeah, that's totally normal.
And then
Kimberly, sorry, go ahead.
I Googled and I could not find anything.
Nigerian sissies come at
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Are these things normal? And so Kimberly's like, well, you know, I wonder what Mohammed thinks. And Usman's like, haven't asked him yet.
It's just in the idea phase. It's in the planning phase. And Kim's like,
whoa.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for this.
So she's like, you always do this.
This is not a, Jamal, hand me my super blossom body. It's blessed. I need to be calm.
And she spirals.
He's like, oh my fucking God. Why didn't you tell him? This is, see, this is what you do to me.
Yo.
This is what you do to me.
Yo.
See,
why you want to do this to me, yo?
This is what I'm saying. And even Jamal's like, this is not good. It's not good.
That's all I've got.
I
have a feeling that we're going to see more of this. Next week we're seeing them visit the child that she may adopt.
And it's creepy because we see this beautiful little boy just sitting on their lap, kind of looking around like.
She's like, hey there.
It's gross. All right, y'all.
Do you want to go home with me?
Oh, great.
Do you want to go home with me?
No, stop it. Y'all, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
We're back in. Wow, this is a Nigeria episode.
Double Nigeria episode.
Double it.
I feel like instead of happily ever after, this is like toe. We have been in Nigeria most of this season. I think if you added up the hours, we have spent as much time in Nigeria or Germany as
true.
We have spent
true.
In America.
True. Very true.
It's interesting.
All right. Well, Angela and Billy say goodbye. And
Michael walks off.
Because he doesn't want her going to take care of Billy in Canada. And so
this is interesting. He asks, and this is a fair question. And I think this is just a fundamental. I think this is, in a way, this shows how Michael and Angela will never really see each other's perspectives. And she's like, how do you have the power to save this man's life? And Angela says, it's not what I'm saying. It's just that as someone who does this, as a hospice person, mm-hmm. as a hospice caretaker, because I don't think she calls herself a nurse. I think she's a hospice worker.
Well, she's not. I don't think she's a licensed
nurse. She's not a nurse.
Yeah, she doesn't have a degree.
But I think he says, this is something I need to do. This is something I do for people. And he does say, you're going to see him is more important than our marriage. And I will say this. It's the clearest. He said a lot of things to Angela, but nothing really got through her head. Until this.
This is the very first time that he's ever made a clear point.
It kind of took my breath away.
It did too, because he was right. You said if
he
I'm
had,
going, because Angela says to him all the time, Michael, your words, what you tell me. And he used that back on her and basically said, your words said Billy's more important than our marriage.
And
how am I supposed to take that?
He said, don't go there. It's as simple as that. And she's like, but he needs me. And y'all, he's like, I want to go to sleep now. The next morning,
He's packing
to go. Y'all, he is following through. I never thought I would see it.
I never thought so.
And what's interesting here is she understands what he's doing. She's like, I can tell this is just some way to get control over the situation. And part of her wants to fight back, but she realizes.
Well, Michael said, it hurt. He'd never said this before.
It hurt me.
It hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And when she saw that it hurt my feelings, that's where she kind of says, oh, okay.
Right.
And she kind of takes it in. Because normally, she says that all the time. She'll say, mm-hmm. he basically used Angela's words to describe his experience.
Yeah.
And it finally sunk into her.
Wow. Successful communication. Not really, because they're still manipulating each other.
Yes.
But the most successful they've had?
Yes.
Because, y'all, as much as you want to say Michael and Angela are done or get them away from each other, this is what they want.
This is what they want, yeah.
They want this. Michael wants this. Angela wants this. So,
sadly, I do think they love each other.
Yeah. I think at this point it doesn't matter. Because I don't think either of them. I think it's what either of them both thinks love is, but I don't know if it's a healthy kind of love.
That's true.
But who am I to judge what a healthy kind of love? For me, that's getting pounded and having someone choke me. So.
Love is a choking. Love is saying you're sorry,
you know,
in a pool. Oh, I remember that song.
What's a good song? I'm sorry in a pool?
Because they were in a pool before, and they were.
Oh,
remember that song? That was Vanessa Williams, wasn't it?
You know, you seem to know a lot of her catalog.
I loved Vanessa Williams. Love, oh, you know that song, and it fades away.
Is this the same song that you screamed at me that I didn't know?
No, this is another one that you don't know.
Okay.
Hold on. I know I can find it.
I feel like you know her catalog of Vanessa Williams quite well. I think I know Save the Best for Last. And what other Vanessa Williams song?
Yes, it's with Brian McKnight.
Oh.
You don't know that song?
What's the name of it? Love Is?
Yeah.
Sing a little bit of it. Can you sing the actual lyrics?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love Does the Time. Yeah. Yeah. If you would have sang in the right key, I would have known it.
Fuck off. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get emotional.
Okay, pause.
I can't.
Oh, God. Anyway. Oh, Michael, that's
no,
my...
No, because I love that. So they say it's a river that circles. That's a good song. I'm liking that song on my Spotify, Brian McKnight. Brian McKnight was hot. Is he
I
still
think he
hot?
Probably still is.
Ooh.
Great voice.
Have you ever had somebody dick you down while they're singing in your ear?
No. No.
You know what? You couldn't do it. Because you
I'd
would
critique
be,
them.
You'd be critiquing the voice.
You're a little sharp.
You're a little sharp. Ow. What is the most romantic thing someone's ever done for you?
Romantic?
Yeah. I don't think I have a lot of this, sadly.
Someone. Let's see.
I'm trying to answer my own question, and honestly,
I think someone
probably
once,
when that guy showed up at my dorm with whipped cream on him.
I think someone once made dinner reservations and then had someone, and then as we were leaving the restaurant, he had planned someone to bring flowers to the restaurant.
Oh, for yeah. you? Oh,
I've had a lot of people do like little gestures like that. Someone recently sent me flowers.
Wow.
Honey, you got to be irresistible. You got to find a way. We got to work on that for you. It's like an 80s movie. We'll take off those dowdy glasses. We'll cut that hair first, though.
Boy. I'm still in a trial.
Crisis hair?
Yeah, I'm still in 2022 hair. It's growing.
It's still crisis.
At this point, I think I'm just going to keep it till I get my neck done, and then I'm just taking it all off.
Okay.
But that's not until April. Y'all, if you see any of those RuPaul masks, find them. Let me know. I need to cover up my face for like a month.
I need a big dog comb.
Like, because I'm not leaving my house for a month. You're not seeing me for a month even. I'm not coming here. I'm not doing anything. Because if I come in
Don't threaten me with a good time.
If I'm coming in with any bruising at all, Poodle will look at me like this.
You would butchered.
Yeah, and he'll go, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait.
Could I mark you up before you go in?
No. That's what I'm going to do.
Need to take this
I
off.
I thought about doing like
this
a.
Off,
I thought about doing off. Like, I kind of want a mask like Cobra and G.I. Joe.
Oh.
That'd be cool. Maybe I'll do that.
No.
I got to start thinking of options.
What do people do when they have a neck lift?
What do you mean?
What do people normally do?
Well, normal people aren't fucking podcasters and have to be seen on video for our intimate portraits here. So they might get 1 week with. I'll probably take 1 week of the show off. So okay. You'll just have to do it with someone else.
I'll find somebody else.
Chris Farrell will do it.
Why don't we talk about this later?
No. Okay, sorry.
Jesus.
Docu-sweeties, y'all. Check out that podcast.
Just one thing. She agrees, y'all. She says, okay, fine, I won't go. I'm not going to go to Canada.
I was surprised this happened that quickly.
Yeah. And...
Whoa. I didn't expect this.
And Michael cuddles with her, and she's like, Michael, that's my butt! And Michael says...
You know he's putting his dick in there. Yeah. He was trying to.
Michael says, I won the argument over Angela.
And then when he said that, I went, now see... Don't say the inside part out loud. You just should have been like, I feel respect, but
it's we.
But he does say this is, I just want to say, he does say, but this is how a marriage is supposed to be. We both listen to one
right.
another.
Kind of. But yeah. So y'all, we get about 10 seconds of bliss and then we go beep, 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 beep.
Who's that, Michael?
It's Peter
aka one of the goofballs.
One of the goofballs. And Michael, you're not supposed to be talking to them goofballs.
And they're like, they want us to come see him. And then the funniest thing she says, if I didn't have that one counseling session, I would have wrapped your ass right now.
That's a good counselor to do that in one session.
Because if I didn't have that therapy session, I would have killed you. Anyway, but she says, okay, fine, I'll go and see the goofball.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Because marriage is about compromise.
Marriage is
all
about
compromise. All of a sudden, these two have turned into enlightened people who have marriage counseling.
Yes.
It's another reason why I doubt everything I see on my screen for Michael and Angela.
I agree.
We're being fed a narrative. And at this point, you would say, is it true? Is it not? You can't really evaluate things in forms of true or not. It's what we're seeing.
Yeah, agreed.
So it's weird.
It's what is.
Yeah. It's weird because when we talk about Jovi and Yara, we had some more evidence someone sent us that this whole storyline is for Audacity.
I think it is.
Yeah. We had talked about it. Yeah. But we got some pretty strong lead of it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get to tell you about it.
Thanks
next,
for sharing with me.
It's better if I don't. I have to explain a lot. I don't like to explain myself. Dramatically flips page.
We won't.
God
flip
damn it.
You. Yo, he keeps trying to flip
page. Yo, that's the show.
That's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. You know where to find us on Instagram, the TikTok, all of that. We've got our memes from our producer, Christina, and Caitlin, our social media
Maven.
Personal. Y'all, but until then, you know, we call these people lonely hearts, but really, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah. And if we hadn't just had that counseling session, I would have wrapped you in the ass.
What?
Ooh, I love that descending bass line.
I love a descending bass line too.
Hotel California. I taught that. I taught descending.
You're ruining the song. Shut up.
Oh, I know this song. You didn't sing it well.
Down to the air. I love this song. It's a mystery, Michael.
Love breaks the heart.
It breaks your heart, y'all.
Love takes the best from everything.
Takes everything it does.
Love makes it hard.
Wow, this is sad. So please. Y'all, there you go. We're going to leave you with that.
We'll see you next time.